On today's programme, we have Bernadette Flanagan, who is the coordinator for the new monasticism in Ireland. And I must say, Bernadette, I found this quite an intriguing prospect.
This development of new monasticism?
Yes. What exactly is it? Now, I know it's allied to the Sophia Society, which is an email address to cover this thing. But what exactly is this new monasticism?
The new monasticism is a global movement. It has been happening around the world for about 50 years across the world religions. And it has developed in Christianity really in the last 20 years. And then we began a branch 4 years ago in Ireland. And essentially it is a network of people who are interested in having contemplative practices as part of their daily life. Practices like mindfulness and meditation and reflection built into the ordinary everyday coming and going of daily life, even if that's a very busy life. Because people are beginning to say there has to be a deeper wisdom about how to live our lives. We look at the kind of mess that we've got into globally from a financial point of view in our personal lives. And a lot of that was, you know, following strategic plans that were all very measured and organized. And yet they didn't deliver the kind of good life that we would hope for. And so people are looking back at the great wisdom traditions and looking at the practices that they had for forming good decisions and for being able to listen to what really mattered on the inside. So leading from the inside, living from the inside out. That's the kind of thing we're trying to develop in new monasticism.
I see. And where does the Celtic heritage come into this?
And what we've discovered is that globally, many people, long before we started in Ireland, look back to the Celtic tradition as a very rich tradition in contemplative practices, because the Celtic tradition was very attuned to nature and the rhythms of nature, and it allowed the unfolding of nature to lead us into a wisdom about life and its rhythms. So if you take up some of the books on new monasticism from the United States, you'll find that they're writing about our tradition, our Celtic tradition, perhaps in a way that would be more familiar than we are today. Perhaps we have lost contact with it in some way. So what we're trying to do in Ireland then is provide some leadership about reclaiming some of the wisdom figures from that Celtic monastic tradition.
Right. There's something that I don't quite understand. It seems to be a bit of a contradiction, and I'll quote the Celtic philosopher John O'Donoghue. Quote, believing ourselves to be helpless, we often hand over our power to systems outside ourselves. Then it goes on to say, but the wisdom figures who lived at Celtic monastic sites, including Bridget, Eta and Kevin, challenged that view. I thought that was what was behind most religions, that we hand over ourselves to another power. Is that wrong?
That wouldn't actually be a portrait of a well-developed religion. Like, religion tries to have conscience, inner directedness, true wisdom at its core. Now, sometimes it can get maybe a little bit far away from that core practice of conscience, of inner wisdom, and it can get associated with outward laws. But ultimately, the guiding principle is love, which people know from within themselves, whether or not they're responding in a particular situation in a loving way. You can't give any instructions for love. Love has to be able to be flexible and to match the situation in which it finds itself. So we're trying to come back to that inner practice, that inner learning of how to be led by the heart, by the wisdom of the heart, which is what these great tradition Celtic sites had. They always had in place what was called soul friendship, a unique guidance a unique space where a person could have a conversation about their own unfolding journey, their own search to live with wisdom. And like you mentioned, Bridget there, we just had Bridget's festival at the weekend, and one of the stories associated with her is that she was having a conversation with one of the men studying on her monastic site in Kildare. And during the conversation, it was as if his head disappeared. She couldn't see his head. And she said to him, "Do you have a soul friend?" And he said, "Yes, I have." And he gave his name. And she said, "He has just died because I have seen your head vanish." Because in the Irish, there was a saying, "Is Cullen gone Cian, Bina gone Anam Cara." Not having a soul friend was like going round without a head.
Oh, right. And
so
actually,
this guidance, this personal guidance, this personal journey that each person is making was very strong in the Celtic tradition.
Right. You mentioned the Celtic tradition, the soul friend, which I suppose is the Anam Cara.
Yes, John O'Donoghue made that very famous, I think.
Yes. What is the difference between an Anam Cara and a guardian angel, Bernadette?
Well, the Anam Cara was a visible person.
Oh, right.
Who was trained in the skills of discernment, was enabled a person to look authentically at what their motivation was in diverse circumstances, and was able to give the space where the person could be really truthful and honest with themselves about how their life was unfolding, whereas an angel is an invisible presence. So in that sense, there's a big difference between the two, I suppose.
Right. Oh, okay. And I just want to clear up one other thing before we get to the where and the times and things like that. Talking about nature playing a role in our lives and, you know, the early Celtic tradition, what is the difference between nature and pantheism?
Ronnie, so this pantheism is sometimes a word that people use if there is an emphasis in religion of God only being present in nature and not being tangible through other kind of sources. So the presence of God in, or learning about the presence of God through nature in the Celtic tradition, was not the only emphasis that the Celtic tradition had. There were other places, like in hospitality, receiving the stranger was a very big practice within Celtic monasticism, and continued in the other European monasticisms afterwards, that the person that we walk with on the journey that we have in scripture, in this Amos journey story, can often be a person who offers us wisdom on the way. So an openness to the unexpected in people as well as in nature would be in the Celtic tradition, and that would extend beyond pantheism then.
Okay. Well, look, this seminar is taking place on the 23rd of February. Where exactly, Bernadette?
It's going to take place in the All Hallows Conference Centre in Drumcondra. It's the 11th seminar that we've had. All the seminars have been very well attended because we bring in speakers of international significance on the meaning of monastic wisdom for everyday living today. The person who's going to speak this time has founded the Quiet Garden Movement and another movement called Contemplative Fire. So, and these movements have global outreach. So it's a great opportunity to hear a person who, through gardening in particular, and the practice of taking some time in a garden, is able to help us still and come to our core and live from wisdom in daily life.
Right. What time then, Bernadette?
11 to 4, the workshops run.
It's 11 to 4, and cost?
€30.
€30.
Yes.
Do I get a cup of tea and a sandwich thrown in with that?
You get there's a morning coffee, but you can bring whatever you want to eat yourself at lunchtime. We try to keep the costs down.
Lovely. Well, that is now an evening on contemplation. It's taking place 23rd of February, All Hallows College. That's on Grace Park Road there in Drumcondra. 11
That's
to right, 4,
Ronnie.
€30. Now, one final thing, Bernadette. How do people go about booking?
They can send an email to sophiasociety@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or they can visit the New Monasticism Ireland website.
Okay. So that's the Sophia Society, spelled S-O-P-H-I-A, society, yes, at gmail.com. And the other one is the
New Monasticism Ireland website.
New Monasticism Ireland. So it's online.
It's online, so yeah. Online.
Well, look, Bernadette, many thanks for that.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Not at all. I'm quite certain now there's going to be quite a lot of interest. So thanks for your time.